Show after show, Buffalo Bill galloped into the arena on his steed, accompanied by a familiar tune by George Frideric Handel called See the Conquering Hero Comes. Now, hang on. Is Baroque music the right soundtrack for a cowboy? Perhaps Baroque is okay when improved by snare drums and cymbals and is played by cowboys. Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show swelled with this stirring, patriotic music. The act debuted in 1883 and toured for three decades, capitalizing on America's romantic ideal of its freshly tamed western frontier. Ever the shrewd showman, Cody cast himself as the conquering hero. And to audiences, Cody was indeed more than a windblown guy who got his nickname shooting the American bison to near extinction. According to historian Paul Fees, Cody was America's ideal man, a courtly, chivalrous, self-made fellow who could shoot a gun and charm a crowd.
In Europe, he was called a nature's nobleman because he was someone who had grown up on the frontier, yet represented all of those best aspects of civilization.
Acts by celebrities such as Annie Oakley and Sitting Bull were set to music by the 21-piece cowboy band. Each musician wore a wide-brimmed hat and studded gun holster, though few, if any, of the players had ever punched cattle, much less shot a bad guy. Music professor Mike Masterson of Northwest College in Powell, Wyoming, studied the cowboy band and its music.
My great-grandmother, in 1896, when she was 14 years old, had seen the Wild West show in Marion, Indiana, and she talked about it the rest of her life. She died when she was, I think, 93 years old.
In Grandma's day, Cody was the kind of Western icon that John Wayne is today. And brass bands were equivalent to today's pop radio.
Everyone would have cared about bands 100 years ago. There were popular songs, of course, and you could buy sheet music, but there really weren't recordings. And so the traveling bands and the community bands 100 years ago brought the popular songs to the small towns and the large cities of America.
Mike Masterson lives near Buffalo Bill's namesake town of Cody, Wyoming. He studied the cowboy band for 10 years, wanting to compile a program of Wild West sheet music for contemporary brass bands to play. But the show's original tune book had vanished.
And so what I did was start with looking at old programs and seeing what tunes were mentioned there, and then looking at newspaper clippings and articles. And fortunately, the reporters would often write down the pieces that were played during parts of the show.
Masterson rifled historical collections from the Library of Congress in Washington to the Circus World Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin. He hired the America's Brass Band, a nationally known ensemble that plays in authentic period style, to make an 18-track CD of cowboy band tunes. Historians say that Cody's Wild West show helped engrave a sentimental, heroic picture of the West into America's cultural memory. The show's music left its own legacy. Masterson says, for example, that the Wild West show helped spread a pop song of the time called The Star-Spangled Banner, and to promote future use of that tune at big public events like baseball games.
Buffalo Bill, over 30 years, opened every show with The Star-Spangled Banner. John Philip Sousa would also begin to use that piece. And so with several bands out there traveling around, I think that they set the standard. And finally, when the Star Spangled Banner became the official national anthem in 1931, you can attribute it to these touring acts like the Wild West Show for establishing the practice.
Cowboy band played popular songs and tunes composed exclusively for the Wild West show. One original was The Passing of the Red Man. It probably helped create that familiar caricature of Indian music that thumped through so many Hollywood westerns a generation later. In the 1990s, the Wild West Show and its cowboy band toured Europe and were a smash hit, performing for royalty and commoners. Historian Paul Fees of the Buffalo Bill Center in Cody says the band made music evoking the sturdy, clever, and virtuous characteristics of the American frontiersman. And the band had great chops.
By all accounts, the cowboy band was really tight, really disciplined, a band with incredible stamina, and highly respected even in Europe, where military bands were all the rage during the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
After 30 years on the road, the Wild West Show went bankrupt in 1913. What had been celebrated as an authentic slice of the Old West grew to be seen as a threadbare, mawkish carnival. A show filled with live elk and buffalo, with Indian teepees and bronco bucks, no longer appealed to Americans.
Indians were safely on their reservations, the Indian wars were long gone, and finally, the whole nature of outdoor show business was changing. At the time the Wild West Show got started in the 1880s, the outdoor show, the circus, the Wild West Show, the dog and pony show, were in their heyday. It was the golden age of the circus. By 1913, those things were giving way to baseball games and football games.
Bill Cody died 4 years after his show folded. Now, 80 years after that, this new CD, based on the cowboy band's music, revives the sense of genuine enthusiasm and Old West hokum that fueled Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show. This is Stephen Smith, Minnesota Public Radio.